Good afternoon. Thanks for your company. Nice to have you with us this afternoon. It is. Kane has stayed on the line for me because I sort of ran out of time. Because we have to go to the news and nothing stops for the news. Are you there, Kane?
Yes, mate. How are you going?
Good, mate. Sorry, I didn't want to be rude and sort of cut you off. But I had to get my commitments of national news out of the way. I had a couple of people ring in and ask questions, so I thought it important to talk to you about these questions. How do bites affect animals? I mean, if you've got a dog or a cat, are dogs and cats affected by funnel web bites?
They'll be affected by it, but it's not fatal to cats and dogs. Generally, other mammals aren't affected as seriously as the primate group. The particular toxin that they have works extremely well on other animals. It will induce pain, but it's not going to kill them. But with the primate group, it just affects our little cells a bit differently,
right,
and our little channels that go through the cells. It definitely will do us a lot more damage than a cat or a dog.
So if your cat or your dog's been bitten by a funnel web spider, because, of course, if a dog or a cat, particularly a cat, I suppose more so than a dog, but if a dog or a cat is bitten by a funnel web spider, you're not going to know they were bitten by a spider. What are the symptoms? Will they just be sick or tired?
It'd be very
hard
to tell. If you didn't see it happen, it could be a lot of things, you know. It could come in. You'll definitely hear the fangs on a spider are quite large, especially a funnel web. They're longer than a lot of our Australian venomous snake fangs. So the bite itself will be clear puncture wounds if they do get through the fur.
Right.
There'll be definitely holes there. The animal will be in discomfort. If it would be that and you didn't see it was a spider, I'd take them to a vet anyway because it could have been a snake bite.
Yeah,
that
true.
Will affect the cats and the dogs.
Yeah, true.
Take them to a vet, get them checked out.
And if we get bitten by a funnel web spider, what if you don't see the spider? I mean, you're bitten and you just don't see the spider. It's gone. You might look for it, but you don't see it. How would you know it was a funnel web spider bite?
It's a very hard one. It's going to be large, as I said, again, large puncture wound.
Right.
If it was a bite. Large puncture wounds, it will bleed, generally. Now, the pain, I've never been bitten by one, but I have talked to people who have been. It's extremely painful, especially if you have been envenomated. Spiders can give you a dry bite, which is puncture wounds and no venom injected.
Right.
You're not going to know that at the time, though, so it's definitely a case of if you see two big puncture wounds, you definitely feel the sharp big pinch. I would treat it, worst-case scenario, bandage it, get to hospital, as I said. You can get to hospital. They're going to keep you there for observation, check all your diagnostics. They'll check everything. If you're okay, they can send you home. But if you are envenomated, that's when you need to be in hospital to get that anti-venom.
Okay. If you see a funnel web spider in your backyard or on your property, what do you want us to do with it?
I would love people to catch them. If we don't have the spiders here to extract venom from, there is no anti-venom Australia-wide. They don't synthesize the venom to make the anti-venom. It needs to come from us. We're the sole supplier of that venom. So there are drop-off points all over Newcastle. We've got two places in Newcastle. There's a bunch around the Central Coast, and then there's a whole bunch of drop-off points over Sydney as well. If you jump on the Reptile Parks website, or you can call us and we can direct you to them, there's the closest drop-off point. Catch it in a jar, a wide-mouth jar. The good thing about funnel webs is they can't climb smooth surfaces, and they cannot jump. So if you've got a round jar, like a peanut butter jar or something, some similar jar, if the spider's on the ground, you can scoop it up in that jar, put the lid on it, take it to that drop-off point. We can then collect it and put it into our anti-venom production.
So they can't climb smooth surfaces. So they're not going to climb up. They're not going to climb up a window, for example.
No. Huntsmen can, but funnel webs definitely can't climb smooth surfaces. They won't climb painted walls. They won't climb glass, plastic, anything like that.
Are they and I won't say deadliest, are they the worst spider to be bitten by funnel webs, or is there one other that's worse here in Australia?
Definitely in Australia, the funnel webs, the number one.
Right.
You wouldn't want to be bitten by a funnel web. If you have a choice, definitely not. Very, very serious business if you do get bitten by a funnel web.
Do they move quickly or not? Are they quick on land?
The males are faster than the females because they are smaller and lighter. But they're not as fast as some other spiders, similar to like a wolf spider or a huntsman, can definitely move a lot faster than a funnel web.
Do they
outwalk one, though?
Do they go into pools?
They will fall in pools. The males are seeking moisture out when they're looking for the females. And as they go out, spiders, like funnel webs, are basically blind. their eyes are only picking up daytime, nighttime, and shadows.
Right.
So as they're walking along, they can tell that there's moisture in, ahead of them. They'll fall into the pool, and they simply can't get back out.
Right. So if you're emptying your skimmer box, be careful.
Definitely take the whole skimmer box out and empty it out into a bag or something like that, rather than putting your hand in and grabbing leaves. Quite often, people have been bitten doing that.
Will they drown if they fall into a pool?
Eventually they will, yeah. They don't breathe as quickly as mammals do and as often. They've recorded them for 48 hours being alive under in a pool. So don't assume any that are laying on the bottom of the pool are dead and grab it with your foot like one gentleman did who ended up getting rushed to hospital with severe envenomation. He was swimming with his kids, thought it was dead, grabbed it with his toes while they were swimming, and it was definitely alive.
Okay. I think I've asked all the questions about funnel webs. I know I've asked all the questions people have rung in with. So you're a whiz when it comes to spiders. I suppose you're the same with snakes. Are you the same with snakes?
I love snakes as well, but funnel web spiders are definitely my passion. Number one out of all of them. I love them.
Fantastic. Kane, thanks for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Never a problem. If anyone's got any more questions, they can hit up the Reptile Park website. We've got plenty of answers there, or send us an email.
Good on you, Kane. Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. What a nice bloke. Kane Christensen, there you go. I hope I asked all the questions that you might want asked about funnel web spiders. And what do? They're out, they're about. They go right up to the mid-north coast. And as you heard Kane say, they go into the Blue Mountains. So, I mean, that's a fair way inland. You'll cop them in the Hunter. You'll cop them in the Hunter area. You'll cop them in Cessnock. What did he say? Someone from Cessnock. Found a funnel web spider the other day and took it into the Australian Reptile Park. If you find it and you haven't been bitten by it, try and catch it and then drop it off somewhere. And they will be appreciative, that's for sure.